kitchen, I imagine that you were dead. A morbid streak runs through the whole of my family, but for you I could put it to rest. But if you leave, I just don't think I could take it.
Hello, this is the Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now, it's just me, Sarah. George is on her way. I'm sad she can't be here while I'm introducing what... She just walked in. Oh, my gosh. Wow. It was a twist of fate, truly. But this week... So she is here while I'm introducing this. We're doing a little Vampire Weekend Power Hour. It was about time that that happens. No one's surprised.
Is this thing on?
Oh my God, now it is. What an entrance. Wow, honestly,
right,
welcome
right
back.
Right down to the wire.
So true. Yeah, Vampire Weekend Power Hour.
Yes.
Georgia, have you heard of Vampire Weekend? Do you know this
heard
band?
Of it.
They're
heard
pretty
of
them. Pretty yeah. Indie, pretty underground.
Pretty underground stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, I feel like it's funny that I was just talking to the guy who's in here before us, and his show is like Music You Might Have Missed, and this episode is just the opposite of that. It's music that you've heard, that you hopefully enjoy. But we did try to choose some, like, some deep cuts.
how we structured this, or, like, in my mind, how we structured this is we have, like, we each picked, like, our favorite song off of each record.
Which was so difficult.
Which is really, which, really,
like, we can get into, but, like, wow.
And then our favorite, like, deep cut track, which is, like, basically like, just, like, anything that's not on a record.
Right, and, like, the pretentious song that we say, like, oh, we like Vampire Weekend. Like, do you know this song? Have you heard this one? Have you heard Time to Say Goodbye, Conte Part Two?
Okay, I saw you put that on there, and I was like, oh, my God, she did
it! I love this song. Yeah, so I just, so we just played that. I mean, first we started with Ladies of Cambridge.
Of course.
Which, duh, like, just an obvious choice. And then Time to Say Goodbye, a cover of, I don't know who the original is by, I should definitely know that, but I just feel like it's a very sweet song. I really it. And I love that they put their Vampire Weekend, like, cello, like, strings flare on it. That's really fun.
Even when they do have covers, it's, like, very, like, they always, like, spice it up. Right. Like, I don't know if I put it on there, but the I'm Going Down, the Bruce Springsteen cover, it was on their like, iTunes, like, live album, I guess, whenever they did that. It was, like, four songs they just, like, performed live for iTunes, and they had, like, a Spotify, like, live session too, and they did that song again, and like, in the middle, they have, like, a little, like, Africa, like,
Something Heart of Africa, you know, where it's just, like, Ezra singing. Different song. Maybe. I don't know. I was like, should I put this one on there? But it's not really, it's not all of Vampire Weekend. It's Ezra, like, featured on this track.
And there's so many good like, song. Features with him. Like, Jessica Major Lazer.
Okay, I was I put that one on there? And then, no. But
There's another an honorary song mention. That was on the Peter Rabbit soundtrack that wasn't performed by Ezra Koenig on, like, in the movie, but, like, he did, like, a demo of it. It's so good.
That's, wow, good to know. I didn't know that. Thanks, Georgia.
I don't even know how I found that.
That somehow, like, makes sense for you, I think, to know that. But yeah, up next. Oh, Georgia, this is your deep cut, California English Part 2.
Yes.
If you want to, would you like to say a little bit about the song?
This is, I don't want to misquote him, but it's at least one of Rostam Botman Gleach, ex-member of Vampire Weekend.
Love
one
of my
his
life.
Favorite Vampire Weekend songs.
Whoa.
So I just got to say that,
which,
put that out there.
As we said, is a hard choice
which
to
is
make.
Like a hard choice
so
to
that's
make.
Saying a lot.
Especially when you're like a member, but
right.
It's a good deep cut.
Wow. Okay, I haven't heard this one in a while, so I'm excited. California English Part 2.
California, 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 wasn't damaged. Her jeans were just ripped. This girl was the girl that the girls in your world thought about when the night was cold.
Feasts on human lives. The holy
all the way to New Jersey, all the way to the Garden State, out of Cape Cod tonight. Walcott, fuck the women from Wellfleet, fuck the bears out of Provincetown, heed my words and take flight.
We always play a song and we're like moment of silence. I mean, the song just, you know, speaks for itself. Jinx. That was really cute.
That was so good.
Wow. Yeah, so Georgia and I were talking a little bit about how it was just really difficult to choose favorites from this band, which I think gets into the larger question of, like, Georgia, what does this band mean to you? / like, what does it mean to me? And, like, just the significance of this group of, like, three white men and one person of color who is now not in the band. Like, what, you know, much, what do they mean? About. Much to think about.
What it means, I mean, I guess, like, Vampire Weekend was one of the first bands that I listened to that was, like, my own music, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when I was in, like, it was, like, towards the end of 7th or, like, beginning of 8th grade, like, my friend made me this, like, giant mixtape.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, Arctic Monkeys, Vampire
Classic,
Weekend,
2013.
Portugal the Man.
Oh, wow.
I think The Neighborhood was on there.
Oh.
But it was just, like, this master post of, like, the bands of, like, 2013.
Right.
And,
They were good.
This was, like, right before, I think, Modern Vampire the City came out, too. So it was, like, Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa was, like, my jam.
Yeah. I mean, it still is.
But yeah, that was just like...
Did we not put that... Is that song not on this playlist?
It's not on this playlist. But it must be mentioned.
It must be mentioned.
Y'all are about to be real mad at me, but it must be said.
Why did we not... Oh, it's explicit. That's why. I was like, why on earth would I not put that on there?
But then we goofed and put Walcott on there. That was on me. That was on me, Chief.
We caught you slipping.
Yeah.
But it's on you.
What can I say? Walcott makes me feel
honestly,
some kind of way.
Okay, same. I mean, yeah, I feel like Vampire Weekend was also one of the first bands where I was like, this is mine. Like, no one else in my family likes this. Not a lot of my friends liked Vampire Weekend either. You know, I was that indie girl in middle school in 2013. I wasn't at all. I was just, like, sad. But I really liked their music. Yeah, and I don't really... Like, I'm curious about, like, what first spoke to me about it, because I feel like being, like, a 7th grade girl in, like, Portland, Oregon is a very different experience than, like, these college guys. I mean, obviously they're not in college anymore, but, like, these white guys, like, in New York and, like, in the Northeast specifically, like, singing about that kind of thing. Like, I'm really curious, like, what appealed to me about, like, hearing that experience.
Yeah,
I think part
too.
Of it was, like, because it was so different from my life, I was like, wow, this is what my life could be like someday. Especially, like, I feel like I felt that way a lot when I was, like, applying to college, and specifically applying to colleges, like, in this area. And I was like, wow, Vampire Weekend sings about, like, Cape Cod. Yeah. Like, oh my God, that could be me. And I feel like this is true for both of us. I think it's something we've talked about. Like, I think we made playlists for, like, when we were coming to Tufts.
And it was all, like, Vampire. Ladies of Cambridge was first on repeat.
For sure. And then Walcott was also a big one. Yeah, I feel like they just epitomize, like, the Northeastern, like, college. Not Northeastern. Like, Northeast.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the NESCAC. But not even.
NESCAC vibes.
But, like, I feel like it's just a very, like, yeah, obviously, like, preppy
yeah, like it's just like sound, boppy,
which is
but
like
just,
why
like, kind
why?
Of pretentious still, right and like yeah
which you know I'm all of
that's
the
me.
Above so
got my boat shoes on like I
exactly my khakis
I mean I think we're gonna get into this later when we play more of the Modern Vampire songs mm-hmm. but like hearing that album for the first time and like listening to it I've never been to New York City I do right. not know when I will finally go to New York City, but right now in my mind, that album is what New York City is.
Right.
It's like kind of grimy, but also like super romanticized right. and like very like nostalgic in like a weird
yeah.
way for itself. That's anyway,
right.
we're going to get into that later.
Which,
but that's
yeah,
just,
I feel like the next album that we're going to play like also gets into that,
yeah,
like specifically
yeah.
the song White Sky.
Yes.
I think mostly because it was used like in Gossip Girl. So I was like, this is
XOXO,
the New York experience.
Vampire Weekend.
XOXO. But yeah, I guess I'm still wondering like why this band means so much to me. Because like even now, like they're one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah.
And I'm just like why?
We need you like know? A 3-hour segment.
No, like it could
just
be a
to
lot
unpack.
To break down. Right. But I mean, I guess their music is good.
But I'm glad that you bring up these questions.
Right. I'm just, yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I will get into this also, but like at their concert, which is a whole other
yeah,
talking
that was
point.
Yeah, that was a different hour.
Wow. Yeah, I guess we'll talk about that.
Yeah. We're going to get into it?
Yes. We're going to get into it after this song. This is your pick, Georgia. I think Diplomat's Son.
Oh, of course it is.
Right.
Oh,
which
God.
I was also like, I mean, we just had all the same songs. I feel like
me versus like picking every song that has like a heavy
literally.
Ross and Bamaglij influence because I love him so much. Because
he's just
the best.
So great. Yeah, so we're gonna play this song. Also one of my favorites. Diplomat's Son.
Yes.
By Vampire Weekend.
Diplomat's Son. It was a ancient business, a modern piece of glasswork. Down on the corner that you walk each day in passing, the elderly sales clerk won't ask with suspicion. The whole of motor corporation's giving its permission.
Sky by Vampire Weekend.
It really was. Wow. Yeah, that one was my pick. I talked a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just so, like, as someone who's not from the East Coast, like Georgia was saying, like, that's just the imagery that we have.
Yeah.
Like, of New York and, like, of the East Coast. And I don't know why that idea was just so romantic to me, like, in middle school and high school. I think, again, because it was just so different.
Yeah.
But here we are. Now the idea is a little less romantic. But when I listen to that song, I'm like, wow, this is what I thought it would be like. That's cool. Do you want to explain Diplomat's Son? Like, what you chose about?
I mean, what you liked about it? Explain?
So much.
It's just one of those songs, for the first time I listened to it, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Just.
Wow.
Chef's
kiss.
Not to be like, this song like changed my life, but it definitely just changed like the way I think about the music that I like.
For sure. I mean, it's such a weird song.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different parts
to
it.
So many parts to that song.
And obviously it wasn't the first song to have like a billion different parts in it. But I feel like it was like one of the first like quote unquote like indie or like alternative songs that I heard that didn't just sound the same.
Yeah.
That wasn't just like white guys playing guitar. And I was like, wow, this is what music could sound like. And, like, that's really cool. And, like, it can sound weird and people can still like it.
Yeah.
And, like, want to produce it. And, like, that was really exciting to me as a child,
yeah. I guess.
And even now, that it's really exciting.
Definitely that. Like, I feel like you can say that for this song as kind of, like, the catalyst. And then, like, because the first Vampire Weekend record, like, Love It to Death.
Right.
But they're all, like, very similar.
Yeah, for sure.
But... yeah, starting with, like, Contra, and, like, definitely Diplomat's Son is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, kind of this weird, just, like, conglomeration
right.
of just, like, everything.
Yeah.
Just put it all together.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like this album as a whole was definitely, like, them. I mean, it's a really interesting arc, like, through all of their albums. Like, this is, I feel like, when they were starting to, like, sort of be more experimental, like, whatever that even means.
Yeah.
and like starting to make like more songs that sound sort of like Diplomat Sun, and like, or like White Sky, where Ezra's like just yelling this like random like high note in the middle of the song, which I think is great. But like objectively, it sounds weird. But I mean, I think
it's a good weird.
Really cool. I remember in eighth grade, Diplomat Sun was my favorite song. And my dad was driving me to school one day, and I was like, Dad, what's a diplomat? Because I just didn't even know what that meant. And I was like trying to, it was like one of the first songs I feel like where I had to like break down the lyrics and like think about like what it was actually saying.
Yeah.
So I had to ask him like what a diplomat was in order, obviously, to like understand the rest of the song. And I feel like he thought I was really stupid, probably, but I was just like, yeah, there's this song I like that it's called Diplomat Sun.
I feel like you're in eighth grade though, like you might not know what a diplomat is.
That's true.
That's valid.
Yeah, you were valid. Whatever. For that. Thank you so much. My eighth grade self feels very validated. Moving on, we're going to Modern Vampires of the City.
Before we move on though, quick, I just have one more thing to say about Diplomat Sun. The part where he just starts yelling, and then also right after that part, when there's just a little, or the right before that part, when there's just a little like quiet, like Rossum just like saying his little piece, and he's like, "Black night, I smoke." Yeah, so good. That's just that one part.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just Rossum in that song. Kiss. So good. And we have a PSA.
And now I'm gonna read the PSA. Yay. That's the next bit. So this is the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition 22nd Annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, Saturday, October 26th. Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is dedicated to preventing the environmental causes of breast cancer. The 22nd annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, a party for prevention, will be held on Saturday, October 26th at the Inn at Brookline. LGBTQ plus student groups are invited to table for free at the event, and for those who want to join the party, student ticket pricing is available. All proceeds support MBCC's goal of breast cancer prevention. For event information and tickets, please visit MBCC's website at mbcc.org. A public service message from the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow. Thank you, Georgia.
I thought that was
a good pick. Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. Yeah. Good stuff.
The city.
The city. Here we go. We're Modern Vampires in the city. Our first pick, Georgia's pick, is Don't Lie.
I can't wait to talk about this song.
Yay!
I can't wait to talk about this song.
Vaults are full.
Vincent died in Hudson Bay. The water took its victim's name. Now rivers rise toward Riverside to change their names again. A stranger walked in through the door, said all apartments are pre-war. We laughed and asked him for his name. He stayed until the end. We watched the Germans play the Greeks. He marked the 99-year lease. Our father signed, which I declined to try and comprehend. These never-ending visions, over and over again, like a prize that's changing hands. The time has come, the clock is such a drag. All you who change your stripes can wrap me in the flag. Legendary wooden gate that first established real estate. It's lost to time like other crimes, though on this pleasant land. Over and over again, all these never-ending visions. Over and over again, like a prize that's changing hands. The time has come, the clock is such a drag. All you who change your stripes can wrap me in the flag. Place, the rising tide helped me decide to change my name again. Some intend to linger on, and some make haste from Babylon. Some will roam their ruined home, rejoicing to the end. Over and over again, all these never-ending visions. Over and over again, like a prize to change in hand. The time has come, the clock is such a drag. All you who change your stripes can wrap me in the flag. The lines are drawn, the map is such a drag. All you who change your stripes can wrap me in the flag.
That song.
Oh my gosh. I'm just over here laughing. This song is so extra, but it's so good.
It's so dramatic.
So dramatic.
It's like, it's really not that deep. But I think that's like, okay, so Georgia and I were just talking off camera.
We talk off mic off literally air, so
and then we're like, okay, we were talking about this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but we were. I guess I just thought it was interesting. I just think it's interesting.
I just think it's funny that.
Both of us chose songs from Modern Vampires of the City that we, like, when we first heard this album, we would, like, skip those songs, and then, like, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then we heard them, and, like, we didn't skip them. And then we were like, wait, it's actually kind of slaps. Yeah, so Don't Lie was the first.
Yeah, that was my pick. It's just such like a warm song to me. Like it's very just like
it is very warm.
Cozy. Like it's like it's wintertime, you know?
Yeah. And I think obviously a lot of the lyrics also talk about warmth. Like the old flames can't warm you tonight.
But also kinda like the coldness of like, you know. You know, there's like all this stuff like in front of you, you know? There's like all this stuff like still ahead and like you're in this cold place, but also it's warm. I don't know. It just gives me like warm and cold. That's why I think about winter.
Wow.
I can't even think. Like literally, I was about to say like a line, but all the lyrics just left my brain.
I
know.
I'm like, I can't even sing a lyric from this song.
Like, there's no more words.
Yeah, it just stops after that.
Also, I picked that because we didn't play it, but the end of Diane Young kind of has this like, boom, boom, and then this and song opens with a, and it's like the next like step. It's so,
it's so good,
smooth.
Yes.
Okay.
That's like one of my favorite things.
When the songs just go together,
so good.
Oof. We need to have an episode where it's just the two songs of the album that flow together.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Good idea.
just a thought. Put it in the G-cal.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I chose Hudson. Which I think it makes a lot of sense, like why in like 2013 I heard the song and I was like, this is bad, because it's weird.
It's like, very strange.
And as you're saying, it's very overdramatic. It like doesn't sound like a lot of the other songs on the album, but now that's like what I really like about it. And it's very spooky. I feel like it's very fitting
for
the season. I just really love the like instrumental parts in this song. Which I think is definitely Vampire Weekend's, like, one of their strong suits is, like, their instrumental little bits in their songs, which is really cool. And briefly, I mean, Georgia has to run, sadly.
I do have to run soon, and it's so sad, but we really wanted to talk about, just, like, for a second, the concert.
Yeah.
Because we both saw Vampire Weekend live in concert on the first day of school.
Yeah.
September 3rd.
Yes.
To be exact.
And, I mean, Georgia tweeted about this, but she was like, I can't believe I'm going to hear Ezra Koenig say as a sophomore on this, my first day of sophomore year.
College.
And wow.
Yeah. It's actually funny because my, this is a very specific, like, niche memory, but my high school was so small that they used to bus the entire school to graduation. So, like, we would all watch, like, our sisters like walk the stage.
Your sisters.
And so my friend and I were bus buddies every year.
Aww.
Since they started it. And at the graduation, which was our last day of school, the graduation, our freshman year, we listened to Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa together because we were like, we're about to be sophomores.
Aww.
And then at the graduation sophomore year on our way like out, we were like, it's our last is sophomores. And then we listened to it again.
Wow.
So it's like very like,
yeah,
that was very fitting to me to hear that song.
For
that
sure. I feel like the concert experience as a whole felt very like full circle in a way, because like we started listening to this band as like little babies, and now we're like at this really weird kind of tumultuous place in our lives, but also full of a lot of growth, which I feel like the whole Vampire Weekend discography like also encapsulates that feeling of like being young and then getting older and like learning and changing. And I was like, wow, the parallels, the cinematic parallels in this experience. But it felt very like, I mean, seeing Vampire Weekend live was on my bucket list, which is really silly. But I just like missed the going to their concerts like in Portland. Like for some reason, my schedule just never lined up.
It just never worked out for
me. But it happened, and I just felt like really emotional the whole time. I was like, I felt my younger self just like absolutely in awe of like where I was.
Yeah.
In so many ways, which was just cool that it like culminated in that experience.
Yeah, it was definitely a very like you said, like it felt very full circle in a weird way. Okay, before I have to go, I'm so sad. I don't want to skip out on the Power Hour. This is so sad. We're about to play some songs from Father the Bride, the newest album, which we've talked about briefly before. I feel like we just need to have like a retrospective,
right?
Honestly, and just play the whole thing. But
honestly,
my pick is coming up. It's Flower Moon featuring Steve Lacy. Any song with Steve Lacy on it
is good.
In it, involved with it, is going to be good. Also, the Danielle Heim part in this song is so good. That's all I'm going to say about that before I have to leave.
Right, and that's that on that.
And that's that on that.
Okay, Flower Moon. Featuring Steve Lacy by Vampire Weekend.
moon, 'cause the night, if the sun don't make things right, then it's gonna take a year, gonna take a year. Fly, oh moon, sacred sign, Coca-Cola and red wine, now's the time to disappear, gonna take a year.
Gas. You broke my heart at midnight mass. Now I'm the ghost of Christmas past. The only choice you gave to me is one I took reluctantly. 'Cause when we bled democracy, you always take immunity. How long do we sink to the bottom of the sea? How long, how long? How long do we sink and it's only you and me? Clean. You wear the same old dirty jeans. What's the point of being seen? Those eyes eyes are cruel, those eyes are mean. What's the point of human beings? A sharpie face on tangerines. Why has it felt like Halloween since Christmas 2017? How long? To be this hot. The house is on Mulholland Drive. The car's on Sunset Boulevard. The registration's here with me. Neither of us has the key. We can live down in the flats. The hills will fall eventually. How long till we sink to the bottom of the sea? How long, how long? How long till we sink and it's only you and me?